Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Developments in Bakhmut, Ukraine, are giving both Russia reasons and Ukraine to claim momentum has shifted in their favor. We get more from Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda.
Ukrainian forces say that they're continuing to advance on the northern and southern flanks of the city of Bakhmut in an attempt to encircle and trap the Russian troops inside, just days after Moscow claimed to have finally captured it through 8 months of grinding warfare. Meanwhile, in another mocking public statement against Russia's regular military establishment, the Wagner Group's head, Yevgeny Prigozhin, has repeated his vow to pull his mercenaries out of the city starting on May 25th, handing over control to government forces.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy say that they and their leaders and negotiators have had some productive meeting at the White House on the impasse on the government's debt ceiling, yet there's still no agreement Monday as Washington races to avoid a serious debt situation.
Default, the government would continue running, but it would only have be able to pay the amount of money that it has coming into the Treasury. It would be very difficult to prioritize who would be getting that money. Social Security benefits, veterans payments, bond payments would all be subject possibly to not occurring.
There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden's decision to allow to train Ukrainian forces on how to operate F-16 fighter jets and eventually to provide the aircraft themselves seemed like an abrupt change in position, but was in fact the one that came after months of internal debate and quiet talks with its allies. Biden announced last week at the group of seven meetings that in the summit in Japan that the U.S. would join the F-16 coalition. But over the past 3 months, administration officials have shifted toward the view that it was time to provide Ukraine with the necessary training. A colleague for former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan has now been freed from detention. We get more details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Pakistani court has ordered the release of Shireen Mazari, who served as rights minister under Khan during his 2018 to 2022 term in office. Mazari was arrested last week in the capital, Islamabad, on charges of inciting people to violence. Now the authorities have ordered her release following a petition by her daughter. However, the family says that despite the court order, Mazari has still not been let go. The government's pressing ahead with plans to prosecute thousands of Khan's followers implicated in recent anti-government violence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Columnist E. Jean Carroll is seeking additional defamation damages from former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Carroll won a $5 million sexual abuse and defamation award against former President Donald Trump. Now she's seeking at least $10 million more in a new court filing that seeks to hold him liable for remarks he made after the verdict. An amended lawsuit seeking the $10 million in compensatory damages plus more in punitive damages was filed in Manhattan by lawyers for Carroll. They say remarks by Trump in response to her rape allegations so spoiled her reputation that she lost her longtime job as an Elle magazine advice columnist. They said in the rewritten lawsuit that Trump doubled down on derogatory remarks about Carroll at a cable television appearance a day after the verdict. I'm Norman Hall.
Pope Francis has sent one of his top sex crimes investigators to Bolivia at a time when the Andean nation is being shaken by an escalating pedophilia scandal involving priests. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.